The Bush administration, in advance of next week's Washington visit by Pakistani Prime Minister Yousuf Reza Gilani, says it has agreed to shift aid money earmarked for counterterrorism to an upgrade of Pakistan's aging fleet of F-16 fighter jets. At issue is about $230 million in aid money approved by Congress for military equipment and training that had been earmarked for law enforcement and counterterrorism purposes. Under the proposed reprogramming, Pakistan could use the money to upgrade about 40 old model F-16s in its arsenal for several years. U.S. officials say the planes would get new avionics and equipment to put them on a par with new F-16s Pakistan is buying under an arms deal approved in 2006. The U.S. Congress could block the change, and initial reaction has been negative, with leading Democrats questioning the utility of fighter planes in counterterrorism operations. But in a talk with reporters, acting State Department spokesman Gonzalo Gallegos said Pakistan has used F-16s in fighting insurgents along its border with Afghanistan. He said the aid shift was raised by Pakistani Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi in his Washington visit earlier this month, and that the administration believes it is a way to both enhance the Islamabad government's anti-terrorism capabilities and ease its financial burden in the face of soaring energy and food prices.
We took a look at this and decided that because these could be used in this way and because it was so necessary to continue this fight against the extremists, that this was a good opportunity for us to, number one, assist the government with the request, this new democratically elected government with the request that they made to us. Number two, help to support their capability and our capabilities to fight extremists in the area.
In comments Wednesday, Senate Democrat Patrick Leahy and House Democrat Nita Loy, both of whom chair key foreign affairs appropriations subcommittees, expressed reservations about the aid shift. Loy said it is incumbent on both the State Department and the Pakistani government, if they want Congress to support the action, to demonstrate clearly how the F-16s would be used to fight Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. The New York Times reported Thursday that Pakistan has used the F-16s against the extremists only on rare occasions because of concern about potential civilian casualties. It said U.S. officials believe the upgrade would greatly enhance the plane's ability to strike insurgents more accurately and reduce the risk to others. The Bush administration has provided Pakistan with more than $10 billion in military and economic aid since it sided with Washington in the war on terrorism after the September 11, 2001 attacks on the United States. Some members of Congress believe the program has been weighted too heavily toward security assistance. President Bush is to meet Prime Minister Gilani at the White House next Monday for talks expected to be dominated by aid and security issues. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.